CKLN listeners, we are jamming. You are listening to CKLN 88.1 FM, CKLN.FM online, and Rogers Cable Box 947. Sitting in for Mr. Yushe Karoma today, who is ill. I wish him all the best. As your host, BK, a.k.a. Black Krishna, I do host Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays here, CKLN Rude Awakening from 6 to 7 a.m. So I have been up for a while, but I have been busy, and I have been keeping busy doing things I like, so that keeps me energized. But this is not about me. I am guest hosting here on Thursday's Word of Mouth for the first time here on Thursday, June 3rd, 2010. I happen to be here at the station, and I volunteered my services just in case people wanted fresh programming and an opportunity. So today, for regular Thursday Word of Mouth listeners, I invite you to call in. Our number here at the studio is 416-595-1655. And I'm taking no chances. I am guest hosting here at 7 o'clock. I do my own show at 6 o'clock in the mornings where I take a lot of poetic license with the world for, I think, the best interests of the world and the CKLN listeners and the people of Toronto and so on. But I would like to know if you have anything to share with your fellow Word of Mouth listeners. Again, please give us a call. The number here at CKLN for the on-air line is 416-595-1655. I've also been advised that Word of Mouth Thursdays deals a lot with the African diaspora and stories about Africa. Apologize for the beginning of the show. I had some issues, little miscommunication. Previous host, who I hope you enjoyed, and I weren't sure when who'd start or if I'd even be hosting, because all that decision making was done outside. But we're in business now, folks. It's 7:17 p.m. and here in Toronto, Canada. Would love to know what you think and what you have to say. If you are so inclined to share that. But with respect to the African diaspora, I do have a clip with Mr. Keith Harmon Snow from allthingspass.com. And Keith Harmon Snow is my Africa guy. He's one of my experts on Africa. And so I'd like to definitely share some thoughts that he has from some time ago. Although, as we've seen with respect to problems in Africa, with respect to the post-colonial world that we've all lived in, frankly, although certainly Africa's been hit a little harder by the powers that be evil than most. You know, as we can see, these problems still persist and they're still the same. And so, you know, we should look for solutions to that. Taking no chances again with the Bob Marley here, folks. Definitely a guy to keep an eye on. Some people say that that they can't understand him, that he was too great, he was too much of a genius, and he was too ahead of his time, and he was too compassionate or creative or whatever. But in my opinion, personally, and as a guy who studied Bob and appreciates his music, I think that's unfair to Mr. Marley. Because, you know, what he said was, and basically how the Wailers worked, is they used to digest tons and tons of news. They were on top of it with the BBC News in Jamaica, the radios, the papers, and then they would get all worked up about something, and then they would go into the studio to try and create music that would simplify the geopolitical situation that people were trapped in, and give us the simplest solutions. And some people may have trouble reconciling. Well, how can he say take it easy and then say get up, stand up? Well, that's that we all can't. You know, I think that's the thing. It's when do you say it? And so, you know, if we are losing control of it, maybe take it easy is the best advice. And then if we are slacking a bit, maybe get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights is the best advice. Again, the number here is 416-595-1655. We're listening to CKLN 88.1 FM, CKLN.FM online, and Rogers Cable Box 947. This is your Thursday word of mouth for June 3rd, 2010. Just for argument's sake and for interest's sake, because these are some of the topics that will be discussed if they are promoted widely by the media and we feel that it's safe to bring up with someone. And that is from thestar.com right now, a peek inside the G20 war chest. Again, this is from thestar.com, the Toronto Star's website. And, you know, regardless of what you think about this, it is definitely good to know. With the G20 coming up in Toronto, June 26th and 27th, and opportunities for all of us to share information about what does this mean, you know, these 20 countries running the world. Are they the same, you know, basic countries that have been running the world so far and ruining a lot of it? and if so, is there something we should say about that? But it says here at thestar.com here, the G20's integrated security unit demonstrated Thursday what Torontonians, quote, may be exposed to and experience during the summit. So go Toronto Star for putting that in quotes and for, you know, focusing us on this. And there's a picture here along with a little video. It says here, police demonstrated the long-range acoustical device, LRAD, L-R-A-D, during a briefing for media today, showcasing various security measures for the upcoming G20 summit in Toronto. And personally, with respect to the protest, I mean, you know, we should, you know, people should go, I suppose, if that's what people are doing, it becomes a thing. I mean, you know, you can hate Facebook, but if you are someone out there who wants to communicate with your friends, be invited to parties, and if you want, even if you want to be an activist on these issues and contact other people to say, hey, can you, you know, contact your elected official about legislation X or, you know, policy Y, much like a lot of people did with the sex education classes in Ontario, then, of course, that's a great vehicle. We do have a caller now, though, so I'm going to try and bring them up. Give me just one sec. Caller, sorry about that. Please feel free to call back in. I haven't done this in a long time, taking calls, so. But feel free to call right back in. All right, here we go. All right, so I'm going to get this right. Are you on the air, caller?
Am I on the air now?
You are on the air. All right. Sorry about that, word of mouth listeners. I don't take calls very often on my show, but we do have a caller. Caller, can you give us your...
All right. You there?
I am here, and I sincerely apologize to yourself and all the word of mouth listeners. Can you give us your first name, what you're calling about, and yeah, go for it, man.
Okay, my name is Colin. And I just want, I'm wondering if you have heard or seen on YouTube video called G20 Crash the Meeting.
G20 Crash the Meeting. I have
Crash
not.
The Meeting.
Crash the Meeting.
Crash the Meeting.
I haven't seen this. Go ahead, Colin.
Break
it down for
local
us.
Local hip-hop.
Yep.
And it's a video that you really, really have to see. You know, if you could, you should screen it while you're playing one of the other songs, just so you know that it's cool, and you want to play that. If you're talking about the G20, these guys are all the way there, man.
So what's it called?
You want to hear that.
Who's the artist?
Anarchist.
All right, I'm typing in.
They're, you know, they belong to the Anarchist Collective.
Okay.
And the Raised Fist Collective, and it's heavy. It's heavy stuff, and you want to check it out. Go to YouTube, and look up G20 Crash the Meeting.
All right. Yeah, I've got a clip here. I think it certainly looks like G20 Crash the Meeting, Toronto 2010. Now, let me ask you a quick question here, Colin. Is this clean, or is there any swearing in this? Because if there is, I'll have to find a way to get that out, and I can
this
play that.
One, you know, I guess you don't want me to say it.
Well, I certainly don't, but
one word, and that's it, all the way through. And it's not, you know, it has nothing to do with any of that.
Yeah, it's not trying to put anybody down. It's just expressing frustration using a word that's fairly common.
And it's 100% political. You want to listen to it. See if you can play it on the show.
All right, now I'll definitely listen to it during the clip I play with respect to Africa. And while that clip's going on, if I even play it, depending on how busy we get with listeners who want to call in, then I'll check it out. But I appreciate it. Caller, anything else in your mind, or you want to describe the video in more detail for people out there?
They're just going through all the imagery, and everything is just describing what the G20 is, what it's connected to. You know, it's connected to everything else. You know, the prison industrial complex, the environment. You know, all of this. It, you know, the sort of the overriding message is it has to do with you. You know, everything, like, it all has to do with you. It's your world.
And isn't it amazing how artists can do that for us? They can tie it. Like, you're not saying to me, yo, you got to check out this Globe and Mail article. It's the bomb, son. Like, you're not doing that.
There
you're saying,
you go. There you go.
You know, like, this is artists
like
taking,
you know,
some.
I think the one thing I can say, you know, between, I don't know about this left-right, you know, thing. I don't really understand that. But what I do understand is that the people who want more control and want more power, and they're more greedy, they tend not to express feeling. And people who understand, you know, the one is striving for peace and for equality and things like that, you feel those things, and so it comes out in the expression. And so I think with music, you don't hear a lot of music about I want to have everything in it. And when you do, it sounds, you know, it sounds kind of robotic, and it doesn't really move you. But when you hear other people, you hear Bob Marley singing, you feel that. It's not just thinking music, you feel it. And that's, you know, these young people, this hip-hop scene and everything, they're feeling something strong, and it comes out of the music. When they mean it, you know, when they're just messing around and trying to make money and getting silly and stuff like that, it doesn't touch you, but, you know, KRS-One moves you, you know.
I completely agree.
Not, he moves you.
I agree, and that's the thing, is that, look, I like all sorts of hip-hop, and I can appreciate, you know, technically good rapping or whatever. If it's Eminem's last album was misogynistic, horrorcore, homophobic gibberish, but it was brilliantly constructed by Eminem and Dre, and I could appreciate it for what it was while still, you know, appropriately condemning it for what it's saying and what it's selling, which I've done a number of times. And so I can kind of cross over the spectrum and appreciate a lot of things, but I will say to you with 100% truth that I think you're right, and that I think guys like Tupac that were like, I'm riding for my brothers, you know, we're doing this, we can survive, we can, you know, we can do things, we can rise up, as opposed to...
That's this video... It's, you know what the line, the line is G20 G8 we the G20 G8 they few, no, G8 G20 they few we many.
That's beautiful. That is absolutely beautiful.
Fine, all the way through the song.
That's what we need. You know, so much music out there is based on repetition, and I make music myself, and you know, you realize the hypnotic power of positive repetition.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, and I tell you, my most popular songs are We on the Streets Now, and We're Never Gonna Stop, or on to the next No One World Government. We're going to kick the butts of the people behind globalization. When I get into, you know, you're all being brainwashed and you're all going to get screwed and whatever, it's just like people go, you know, I don't want to necessarily listen to that, especially with how powerful music is with respect to its effect on us. So I'll still make, you know, whatever, and, you know, things have to be said to make sure we understand things, but a steady, you know, diet of, you know, we can do this, we're better than this, you know, no one can hold us back, and there's an us involved, as opposed to me, I'm going to get mine, I step on all of you, you know, I'll treat you poorly to show how powerful I am, because a lot of those ideas are seeded into the culture. So I'm glad you brought up a solid political hip-hop song before the G20 arrives here in the city of Toronto, June 26th and 27th, to mess with us, because that's what even the media is saying they're going to do, and they didn't have to pick, they didn't have to put it in this city. They didn't have to put it in the largest city in Canada. They could have gone up and met up in some cabin somewhere. Mm-hmm. But this is a show of force in a city of 6 million by saying, you know what, we're just going to take over half of it so these guys can meet for 4 hours, eat some non-GMO fancy food, and then get the hell out of here.
That's right. That's right. You know, I'm gonna let you go because I want you to have time to check out this song.
I appreciate that, Colin. Thanks so much for being a great caller, man. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Peace. And that was Colin, calling in about the power of music, something that discussed quite often. And so here on the show, just checking out this video, not going to play it yet, not going to play it without hearing it first. That might not be editorially sound, although I do trust Colin. It seems like anything that gets him going, you know, these are the types of things that we can pass on to each other, because, you know, they're if something moves you to pass it on to someone else, then you know, that other person should respect it. Now, that doesn't always happen, and certainly certain subjects are less common in our culture to discuss. But again, it is the type of thing where if an artist puts themselves out there and carefully, you know, makes a complicated political message easier for you to digest, as well as more empowering for you to deal with, then it's worth enjoying and probably worth passing on. On that note, back to the article here from The Star from here, June 3rd, 2010. This is the G20 blog, and I noticed online, to compete with other online information, the media often reveals a lot more information, interesting information. Blogs for the Washington Post, blogs for the National Post, blogs for everywhere, and I'm not a left or right media guy. I have no allegiance to you know, either of these sides. I know that that they both, you know, tell the truth sometimes, and they both lie a lot. And it's just individual journalists working there doing the best they can, as well as others not doing the best they can, and, of course, a power structure to work inside. Lawyers know they can't wear track pants to court, and most journalists know what they can and cannot say and wear with respect to who they work for, like all of us do wherever we work. So here's the article. In an impressive show of strength this morning, the G20's Integrated Security Unit, ISU, showcased the myriad officers, resources, and equipment in its arsenal for the G20 summit. The $1 billion fight with the riot police being staged by the government. This is completely nuts on its face. If 100,000 people showed up in Toronto and decided to go around, you know, putting up posters exposing, you know, the globalization policies and how they affect all of us and the history of the treaties that got us here and what people could do about it, you know, or some, you know, versions of the same, they could take the city. They could take the city on June 26th. There's no doubt about that. They could all come here. They could see, you know, 10,000 police and military and 1,000 private security, you know, private contractors, private killers, like the ones being used in Iraq and Afghanistan, the ones that we saw menace and in some cases kill innocent people in New Orleans during Hurricane Katrina in 2005. So they'll be here in Toronto. And if people just walked up, took a look at those guys and went, I'm not playing your game. You invited me to play hockey, and you brought a stick, and I didn't. So I know who's going to win. This is nuts. Not that I particularly want to have, you know, the toys you guys have to go toe-to-toe with you in a giant sort of video game scenario on the streets of Toronto. But, you know, if it had to go down that way, that'd be the way I prefer it. But showing up unarmed, angry, yelling with signs against these guys looks like asking for trouble. But at the same time, it is a time when people from around the world will be here. And so, you know, I need to be political about this. I need to be sensitive to, you know, all the interest. This is not my show. On my show, though, I do have a, you know, a philosophy where I say, if you care about these issues, do something before the G20 gets here. Do something before the big football game. And so I'll leave it at that. And there's lots of things you can do, including passing on flyers, putting up posters, passing on DVDs, sending emails, getting yourself in groups to bother politicians as opposed to yourself, because you could be written off as an isolated person who'll give up. But if you get, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 a year, and you do a little petition your neighborhood and get 100, 200, 500 signatures, and then you take that to a politician, you can get some things done, and they have cover fire inside to make a little trouble, because they can say to the people inside, look at the number of people bugging me about this, I have to look into this. And so there's lots of things you can do. But back to the article here. And again, the number to call in is 416-595-1655 here at the CKLN studios. So if you'd like to call in and share any thoughts here on Word of Mouth Wednesdays. Again, if you're just joining us, I am guest hosting for Ushaik. He is ill today, so hopefully everyone, all of you, wish him all the best in speedy recovery. And I, as your host, BK, a.k.a. Black Krishna, I host Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, CKLN's Rude Awakening Morning News Show, getting up far too early to be on the air from 6 to 7 a.m. here on CKLN 88.1, CKLN.fm, and Rogers Cable Box 947. Now, back to the article from the start. When it came to law enforcement personnel, it was the whole kit and caboodle. There were cops on bikes, cops on horseback, cops with riot gear, cops with German shepherds, and yes, even cops with the LRADs, or long-range acoustical devices, in brackets, the so-called sound cannons. You can look up G20 Pittsburgh on YouTube, and you can see and sound cannon, and you can see what these are. Basically, a really high-pitched siren-type thing to disperse crowds. But, you know, these things could really cause damage. You know, if you like hearing, you know, you may want to stay away from these. And this is the type of silliness that's engaged in. Because what happened in Pittsburgh last year is the cops were sort of, you know, saying move. And if you didn't move fast enough, they just freak out on you, even though you weren't endangering anybody else. Now, if you're endangering somebody and a cop says move, well, hey, if you don't move, it's understandable why he yells at you again or takes some other action. But if you're not endangering anybody, you're literally walking along a sidewalk or, you know, another area where you're at a protest and no one's, and you're moving in the right direction and you're just not moving fast enough, you shouldn't be extra encouraged. But that's what tends to happen to these kind of things, where people are brought together to yell extremely loudly, louder than normal. And so it kind of freaks people out. And then the media and sort of, you know, corrupt elements within that know they have to reflect a certain narrative and political establishment philosophy will select some of those clips and use those to demonize the protesters, the idea of protest and dissent, and, you know, the questioning of things like G20 policies. So this has been done since the 1960s, and, you know, we're kind of here. So there's been some good and some bad, but, you know, we can certainly improve our tactics. And instead of getting together with people who don't, who already know these issues and blowing off a lot of steam at people who aren't listening, including cops just doing their job, even though their job's crazy. Hey, if you got a mortgage, if you got a job in this economy, you're probably lucky to have it and to be able to pay that mortgage. So yelling at cops that, you know, are just annoyed at the situation they're in, guarding a bunch of political criminals, and being, you know, threatened and harangued and harassed by a number of, anyway, the protesters, then, you know, and then, of course, you got the criminals at the meeting who, by and large, aren't listening and, by and large, you know what you think of them. You know, if you say to Bush, you're a criminal, you're a war criminal, he'll turn back and go, I know. So anyway, back to the article here. There were units from the Canadian Forces, Peel Police, Toronto Police, Ontario Provincial Police, the city's Emergency Task Force, and the province's CBRN Response Team, which reacts to the threats of the chemical, biological, radioactive, and nuclear kind. These guys didn't used to exist, but thanks to the War on Terror, I don't know what you folks out there think of that, but me thinks it's phony, and me thinks 9/11 was an inside job 9 years ago, that if you haven't looked into at least the noise around it and the sincerity of the people who are promoting that idea, then it's definitely about time to, because this sort of, these police state conditions I don't even like the word police today because I have nothing against the police. It's just everyone does what their boss tells them to, and their bosses are nuts. So I shot the sheriff, not the sort of F the police stuff the kids are into. But the point is that, you know, this is all staged, and you can see it. And we can expect more of this if we play along with it too aggressively. So definitely try and be peaceful out there. Back to the article. The ISU held its, quote, technical briefing for media at the Toronto Police College at 70 Birmingham Street. Reporters and camera crews were asked to stand behind a metal barrier as the various police and army units flexed their muscles and demonstrated what Torontonians, quote, may be exposed to and experience during the summit. So they're telling us that, this is what may happen to you and may happen to us during this summit, something to keep an eye on. The phone number here is 416-595-1655. You are listening to Word of Mouth Thursdays here on June 3rd, 2010. If you are just joining us, I'm sitting in for Mr. Ushaik Karoma, and hopefully he's doing well. He's off today, feeling a little bit ill, so wish him all the best of luck in a speedy recovery. I want to take a break from that Toronto Star article and my own voice and my own head, at least sort of a break. I'm going to play an interview with Keith Harmon Snow from allthingspass.com about Africa from the 18th of September 2007. I just found this clip when I realized I had to host a show, and it's evergreen. You tell me if some of the information in here is stuff that we can still use today, and we'll be back with Mr. Marley in a sec.
Africa, Keith, what's going on there that people need to know?
AFRICOM. The Pentagon has recently reorganized and created a new wing of the Pentagon, which is, you know, hundreds of trillions of dollars enterprise at this point, called AFRICOM, Africa Command, which is a consolidation of three big commands, the Pacific Command, the European Command, and what's the other one? Central Command, CENTCOM, which all previously had some sort of responsibility for parts of Africa. Now they've decided under AFRICOM and dumping all this money in there. Of course, at a certain level, nothing's changed. There's been all kinds of U.S. military secret covert operations programs going on for the last 100 years, basically, certainly for the last 20 years. Deep, deep stuff. And then, you know, of course, Reagan era supported the rebels against the Angolan government back in the 1980s. I mean, it's a deep history of this devastation. So AFRICOM is nothing new at a certain level, but at another level, it's a greater commitment by the U.S. to take military control of Africa, which is what's happening in all the African countries today. So the U.S. has established major new bases. I mean, this is why taxes are so high. Get one of those candidates in America to talk about the realities of this. The AFRICOM new bases are being sprouting up all over the place in Sao Tome and Principe, these little islands, a major base of U.S. communications. Equatorial Guinea, a bloodbath, absolute bloodbath. Find a single story about the bloodbath in Equatorial Guinea. It's all about oil and other raw materials, and again, U.S. setting up bases there to control these countries, to control these so-called economies, to control these natural resources against China and Taiwan or whatever, you know? So AFRICOM is a big one.
No, AFRICOM, huge. I mean, we have to understand, how AFRICOM and other arms of the U.S. military are creeping all over the globe. This is Project for New American Century stuff. They said they wanted full-spectrum dominance. Private military firms like Blackwater, Triton, Sovereign Deed, who you mentioned, all sorts of nasty stuff. How is this affecting us, Keith? I mean, I want you to really crystallize this for us in terms of the dehumanization, the mind control that comes with accepting a system of globalization where we know people around the world are starving, working for pennies for us. What are your thoughts on that in terms of speaking to people? Why should they care, and how is this affecting them?
Well, you know that old adage about how they came for the butcher and I didn't say anything, and they came for the baker and I didn't say anything, and they came for the guy down the road whose house was the wrong color and I didn't say anything, and when they came for me, there was nobody left to say anything.
Yeah, Pastor Niemöller, famous quote about Nazi Germany, yep.
Yeah, that's one thing. I mean, there's that aspect of it. You know, I mean, how can anyone? I mean, if you get up in the morning, I get up. Let's use me. I get up in the morning. I look in the mirror. Some days I don't feel like doing that. If I look in the mirror, I say, you know, I want to be able to look at myself in the mirror and feel like I've done the right thing for the day. And people doing the right thing I mean, good intentions are not enough anymore. It also requires being informed and taking the right actions. I mean, the whole humanitarian misery industry revolves around good intentions. We need to go over there and save those Africans. We need to go down there and save those Nicaraguans. Save them from what? Save them from the very being that we're bringing in there. Save them from ourselves, basically, the concept that we need to save anybody. What we're saving, need to save them from is our own economies, and to do that, we need to stay here, stay home, and turn it around in America. You know, turn around the Canadian government, who's involved with Barrick Gold in mining on seven sites in Africa. Turn around the Canadian defense establishment, who's creating all these lies about General Romeo Dallaire and how he helped stop genocide in Rwanda. Nothing could be further from the truth. Turn around the Canadian interest involved in overthrowing the government of Sudan, and that's what Save Darfur should be about. It should be about stopping the Canadian government, stopping the American government. How do we do this on a personal level? I ride my bicycle as much as I can. That's one way. I mean, people can take these little actions, but they have to be based in some greater sense, community and organization. We have to organize. We have to stop having our little issues. My issue is Congo. My issue is Nicaragua. My issue is feminism. You know, looking at the bigger picture, people need to organize and need to work together to stand up against the system. And I think the answer is socialism. And that may terrify people, but that's because they've been taught to be terrified of what socialism, they think socialism is, or what the system is afraid of. And the system is afraid of people having health care. The system is afraid of you and me having our children be educated by and given the truth about what's happening, not the lies about the past. That's what the system is afraid of. It's afraid of us having a fair and living wage. It's afraid of us of having a clean environment, because that means the profits will be reduced from these corporations. And that's a spiritual crisis.
Absolutely. Keith Harmon Snow at allthingspast.com. I tend to agree with you. We don't have to break down exactly what socialism is, but I think the bottom line is that decentralized power, stop all this national security crap since the National Security Act in 1947 in the U.S., which basically allowed the government to say classified. You can't know what we're up to. So I think decentralizing power, getting rid of secrecy, and treating America like the republic it was supposed to be, in the sense that your rights are guaranteed and no one can take them away from you. And basically it's a question of going, look, what do you want to do? Okay, what do you want to do? Okay, what do you want to do? This is what we all want to do? Great. Let's create a system where we can do that, where we can all have opportunity, education, and a chance to advance. So I'm feeling you on that. On Africa, on Darfur. I know that is a just the word Darfur. It's now been branded into our brains. What do people need to know about Darfur that they're not getting from the media?
Copper, uranium, gold, petroleum, gum arabic, which is used in Coca-Cola and Pepsi products, and all soft drinks produced by Unilever, who also produces Ben and Jerry's so-called environmental ice cream. Gum arabic is used in that. Gum arabic comes out of Darfur. Two-thirds of the world's supply is found in Darfur, and it's the best gum arabic in the world. And the U.S. beverage and soft drink and sugar industry wants it. Then there's sugar. Sudan is the number fourth or number fifth currently largest sugar refiner in the world. And we just can't have that kind of thing. One of these Arab governments running their own sugar production means that the U.S. sugar is up in arms.
One love, one heart, let's get together and feel all right.
And we're back, CKLM listeners. Again, that was Keith Harmon Snow from allthingspast.com. If you'd like to, you can Google Black Krishna and Keith Harmon Snow. Gets us the stories. Africans are dying to let us know, if you can remember that. So please do keep that in mind. The reason I did fade out the interview early, you can hear it, the whole thing. It's only 38 minutes. It's fantastic. I'm not trying to brag. I'm just, if you're interested in these issues and so on, then this is certainly a great interview to check out. But I do have a caller on the phone, and so I'm going to try and bring him up here. Give me just one sec. Caller, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir. Can you give us your first name and then a little bit about what you want to say?
My name is Mohammed, and I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
I know a gentleman very well who he does the same sort of thing as you. He tells the truth about everything that he knows the best that he can. And I was just wondering, why would it be that you, sir, would say that this person should be jailed? His name is Greg Duffel, and I understand that you think he should be in jail, sir.
I've never said that, actually. So, but that's okay. I've actually never said that, and I don't like Greg Duffel. I'll cop to that much. I don't like those guys. That's a separate conversation. And I didn't know that, you know, you'd bring that up. But hey, you know, it doesn't matter because you're being let down carefully and slowly. And that's what we want to do, folks. We want to feel all right. Just to give you some context for that little, you know, episode there, there are a couple of unliked by anybody programmers that have been harassing the station. And as you know, we've gone through some difficulties. These are the types of things they pull with us, and we don't pull anything with them. We don't care. We'd rather just live and let live. But people who have absolutely no interest in representing the community and absolutely no interest in community radio are trying to, you know, perpetually attack the station, and I'll leave it at that. And you can check on all this yourself, and you can see if right or wrong. But you know, the point is that stuff like that happens. So the number is still, though, 416-595-1655, and irrespective of, you know, the odd miscue, still looking to take calls from Thursday word of mouth listeners. This is your chance. This is out of respect for your shake, out of respect for the show. I'd like to make sure that if you want to, you know, you have a chance to speak your mind. But back to the Toronto Star here. Wanted jailhouse doctors for G20 summit, but critics fear physicians will treat injured protesters to keep them in custody. Amazing admissions by our mainstream media of how crazy this is. If of course we think it's crazy, yours truly here on CKLN does. So you know, there it is. All right, so we'll try the caller thing again, and we'll see what we get. But it's always risky, so bear with me. Caller, you're on the air. Hello? All right, not sure what that was, but it doesn't matter. The bottom line is that the Toronto Star is saying that they want jailhouse doctors for the G20 summit, but critics fear physicians will treat. Critics fear physicians will treat injured protesters to keep them in custody. And so that's the article here. And so this gives you an idea of what sort of admissions that we are receiving right now from the mainstream media. Fantastic stuff. It also, there's an article here, workers at 32 Toronto hotels vote to strike before the G20. When you ask, you know, what can people do before the G20, you know, this is a good idea. Have a caller coming in now. I'm going to try this one more time, see what we can get away with. Hi there, you want to be on the air? Hello? Hello? And when you try and tell the truth like this, you tend to get attacked once in a while, but it's really bothersome. That's all. It's just mildly irksome. And it shows that you're on the right track with these ideas. So fair enough. Here at CKLN Radio 88.1 FM on your radio dial, CKLN.FM and Rogers Cable Box 947. Be sure to tell your friends about us, tell your family about us, and encourage them to tune in to CKLN Radio for the best music, the best and most honest news, and the best representation of the people here in Toronto at a media outlet. And I've staked this claim. It's totally subjective, but hey, so far from what I've seen, you know, we have a tremendous amount of freedom and opportunity here. And most of us, all of us that I've seen so far, are using it well. Back to the Toronto Star here. We can expect special operations, canine units, Canadian forces, EMS and fire services. It says here the fire department will be operating, quote, in the hot zone, however, and serve as first responders to tear gas victims. Captain Bill Casey said the fire department has mobile tents it can set up in the event of tear gas contaminations. $1 billion on this, and police and military and foreign, you know, private contractors coming to muck around in our city. Again, this is a giant show of force in the largest city of Canada, in front of the people in this city here in Toronto. So do keep that in mind, that this is completely not necessary. Other summits have been held in more secure locations where, even if there are protests, like in Montebello, Quebec, in 2007, August of 2007, for the protesting the SPP, Security and Prosperity Partnership, basically the sequel to NAFTA that further integrates the economies and policies and cultures behind the scenes of Canada, America, and Mexico. There was protest in Montebello, a small town of about, you know, a couple thousand people. And, you know, a couple thousand protesters showed up, and it was messy as usual. But it wasn't a traumatic event in a major metropolitan city. It was protesters who are prepared to go through this, who are courageous, standing up for their rights in ways they think that are helpful, and showing, you know, the leaders of Canada, America, and Mexico back in 2007 that they were upset at this large trade deal going on behind the scenes that was largely unexplained to the majority of Canadians. Interestingly, at that event as well, police were caught infiltrating the protest. And there's articles from August 23rd, 2007 at CBC and CTV and Toronto Star, because a YouTube video of a union leader guarding the police line was circulated on YouTube widely. It's now got 500,000-600,000 views on YouTube. And the union leader was basically protecting their protest line. So what he was doing was he was saying, all right, we are going to go face to face with these, you know, heavily armed riot police in August in Quebec. They're wearing 40 pounds of body armor in 40 degree heat. I really felt bad for these guys. You know, if I was one of those guys and that was my job and I had to do that to these people, I wouldn't like it. And you can see behind the scenes, there've been reports that these guys are just normal and they break out of that football, you know, game time mentality and kind of chill out a bit, because they realize it's a big joke, that a bunch of unarmed people try and, you know, fight with a bunch of armed people.
Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
So, Three guys dressed in black, wearing masks, carrying rocks, posing as skinny, underfed teenage anarchists, but in fact with giant, you know, police officer forearms or whatever. Just they look like they worked out way too much to be skinny, underfed teenage anarchists. And so they came to the front of the police line, and they had their rocks and they had their masks on. And the union leader said, you know, put the rocks down, take off your mask. And the other anarchists were screaming, policier, policier, in Quebec. And at that point, one of the masks was ripped off one of the guys, and they were getting, the crowd was getting more aggressive with them. And so the three black clad, you know, supposed anarchists dove behind the police line. Again, just a line of police, you know, sort of faceless in 40 pounds of riot gear, ready to crack anyone that came within a foot of them. These guys dove behind them, landed on the ground. The cops cuffed them with their hands behind their backs, and it was revealed that they were wearing the same boots as the people who were, arresting them. So the protesters who were infiltrating the police provocateurs, again, all exposed in 2007, were exposed as actually being, provocateurs and wearing the same boots as the officers. And then the Sûreté de Québec, the Quebec police force, admitted that is in fact what they were doing. So anyway, there's a bit on the G20 that's going on for you folks. Didn't know where the show would go today. Glad I got a bit of history about the reporting on Africa including the Sudan, because that was an issue that was pretty hot. A lot of celebrities in on that. But Shabazz is coming up next with your diasporic music. Excuse me. Shabazz is coming up next
with your diasporic music. So what I'll do is I will leave you with Get Up, Stand Up. And I will leave you to... I will leave you with Get Up, Stand Up. And actually, you know what? I was thinking of playing something else here. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to try something else. Drake, Toronto rapper and artist, has a new album coming out. And there's a song on it called I Want to Find Your Lovin', I Better Find Your Love. And to be perfectly honest, you know, if you look at the world, you know, with some of the hypnotic rhythms of if you look at the world with this stuff on your mind in the right way, you can take these generic lyrics and you can use them for your own best interest. So I invite you to do that. It's been your host, BK, for Word of Mouth Thursday. Shabazz is up next. Have a fantastic evening, everybody. And don't forget, the G20 is coming up. If you want to stand for something, stand for it before it. Peace out.
Hey, I took a chance with my heart. Hey, hey, hey. And I feel it taking over. I better find your loving, I better find your heart. I better find your loving, I better find your heart. I better find your loving, I better find your heart. I better find you all my love, and nothing's gonna tear us apart. I'm more than just a number. You'll find another. Hey, hey, hey. So every single summer. Hey, hey, hey. I'll be the one that you remember. And I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find you all. Find your heart.